This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Trigger warnings and safe spaces are front and center in public debate. Latest example being the banning of UBC and Vancouver Public Library from marching in the Pride Parade. And by the way, I'll donate $500 to charity in the name of the first media person who gets the Prime Minister to specifically tell us what he thinks of excluding two public institutions from the parade because they rented room to speakers that the Pride Society doesn't like and feared triggered some of their community. Given the federal government has committed hundreds of thousands of tax dollars to the Pride Society, I mean, how do you know it's an election year? I think it's a legitimate question. I think every one of us can name some subjects and speakers, though, who upset us, who trigger our emotions. In my case, it's the word socialism. Every time I hear it, I think of Venezuelan socialist nightmare. Girls as young as 12 who are turning to prostitution to survive food shortages caused by the socialist policies of Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro. I mean, I'm outraged. I'm appalled. In a word, triggered when I read about the contingent from the Chicago Teachers Union who recently visited Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez to show their support. I was triggered when Unifor, Canadian Union of Postal Workers, the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation, who financed representatives to go to Venezuela to observe the election and concluded, in quotes, its strong, vibrant democracy, despite widespread condemnation by Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, the Organization of American States panel of human rights experts concluded Maduro's regime should be referred to the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity, including thousands of cases of murder, torture, and imprisonment against political opponents. No problem, though. Maduro still got the thumbs up from Unifor and CUPW. Members must be proud. I'm also triggered, by the way, by Canadian politicians like Prime Minister Trudeau, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh, who lauded Fidel Castro upon his death, despite heading a regime that forced gays into re-education camps, killed thousands of political opponents by firing squad, outlawed unions, a regime so vile that 78,000 people died trying to escape. Now, don't get me wrong, I believe they have a right to say whatever they want, but please give me a trigger warning before they do. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.